Sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Hello, Sunny.
Hello, Yeheyas.
Sunny, I understand you're kicking off with Nigeria's World Cup preparations.
Yeheyas, we're now exactly 2 weeks away until the kickoff of the Football World Cup in Brazil. African champion Nigeria warmed up for Brazil 2014 Wednesday with a 2-2 friendly draw against Scotland in London. Substitute Uche Nwofor came off the bench for Nigeria and converted a right-footed shot in the 90th minute to deny Scotland the victory. The Scots opened the scoring in the 10th minute on a goal by Charlie Mulgrew. Michael Uchebo then equalized for the Super Eagles of Nigeria in the 41st minute. An own goal by Azubuike Egwuekwe early in the second half put Scotland back in front before the late-match equalizer from Nwofor. The Super Eagles will now spread their wings and travel here to the USA, where they'll hold a training camp in the southwestern city of Houston, Texas. The Super Eagles will also play two more friendly warm-up matches before going to Brazil, against Greece on June 3rd in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and against the USA on June 7th in Jacksonville, Florida. Nigeria will play Iran June 16th in its opening World Cup match in Curitiba, Brazil. This VOA programming note, the Sunny Side of Sports, is broadcast on Fridays at 16:30, 17:30, and 18:30 UTC. During my 30-minute show on May 30th at 17:30, longtime Washington Post soccer writer Stephen Goff will evaluate the World Cup chances of the USA team. The Americans are in a very difficult group in Brazil, Group G, one that many are calling the proverbial Group of Death. The Americans will play Ghana in their opening World Cup match June 16th, and that will be followed by games against European powers Germany and Portugal, currently ranked second and third in the FIFA world rankings.
I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin. We got the game.
Game on, sports fans. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sammy, and good evening to all the football lovers around the continent.
David, it's been a while since we had one of your patented African football quiz questions, and I understand you've been busy formulating another stumper. For our VOA listeners, how about some details?
Yes, Sunny, particularly from one of those great football academies of Africa in Nigeria, I've had an awful lot of emails saying, when is the next quiz? Well, I've had to take my time. Our Nigerian listeners are very knowledgeable, although the last time we did stump them. And this time, I think I've come up with one that will keep them busy, Sunny. What I want to know is, who was the most successful coach of an African team at all the World Cups? Now, I stress an African team. So in other words, it can be a foreign coach or it can be an African coach. Now, what's very important is how you decide who has been the most successful. And what you do, Sonny, is you base it on percentage success. And what you do is you look at the record of each coach. Now, for example, I'm going to pick out one coach, Vidinic. He coached Morocco in 1970, and he coached what was then called Zaire in 1974. So he coached at two consecutive World Cups with different countries. Now, his record, Sonny, and he's obviously not the winner, that's why I can mention him, is 6 matches played, 1 draw and 5 defeats. And unfortunately, the reason he saw his team score only 2 goals but concede 20 is, of course, Zaire were hammered 9-0 at the 1974 World Cup by the then Yugoslavia. So in other words, Sonny, he's played 6 matches now. In each match, you've got 3 points available for a win. So that's a total of 18 points. And he got 1 draw, so he only got 1 point. So what you do is you get that 1, the 1 point, you divide it by 18, which is the potential total, and then you multiply by 100. And that's how you work out your percentage success. Because, Sonny, it's the only fair way to do it, because like you take a coach like Henri Michel of France. He's coached at 9 matches at the World Cup, and then other coaches have only coached at, say, 3. So I think this is a very fair system. So what we want to know is who has been the most successful coach of an African team at the World Cups. And that's going, Sonny, from 1934 to 2010. And I'm sure you're going to have a very good prize or prizes for the winners, because they're going to sweat a bit on this one, Sonny.
Yes, David, we will have some of those delightful VOA goodies for the winners. Why don't we set a deadline, David, of July 13th, which is when the World Cup final will be played in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. David and I will now give our addresses where you can send your entries. And once again, we have a July 13th deadline for our latest African football quiz question. VOA!
It's david.leg, and leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.leg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. Voice of America, VOA,
Washington. This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Thursday night with Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals in San Antonio, Texas. And in case our many VOA football fans in Nigeria are wondering, Sonny, how far is San Antonio from Houston, where the Super Eagles will be holding their World Cup training camp? Well, San Antonio is about 317 kilometers west of Houston. Later tonight, it's basketball. The San Antonio Spurs will host the Oklahoma City Thunder. with their best-of-seven game series tied at 2 games each. The Thunder lost the first 2 games of the series by big margins, but they've been able to bounce back with the return of Congolese power forward Serge Ibaka. Ibaka missed the first 2 games with a calf injury, but since returning to the court in Game 3, he has been a big shot-blocking presence near the basket. In NBA playoff action Wednesday night, the Indiana Pacers avoided elimination with a hard-fought 93-90 victory over the visiting Miami Heat. Defending champion Miami still leads the best-of-seven game Eastern Conference Finals 3-2 and will be looking to close out the series Friday night in Game 6. In Game 5, Paul George was the hero for the Pacers. He scored a game-high 37 points, including 31 in the second half. With Indiana's season on the line in the fourth quarter, George scored 21 points, almost single-handedly keeping the Pacers alive. Looking ahead to Friday's game, George said, "It will be a totally different game in Miami, but we have to rise to the challenge." Meanwhile, Kenyan star David Rudisha hopes to rise to the challenge Sunday when he competes at the Prefontaine Classic meet in Eugene, Oregon, here in the USA. It will be Rudisha's first race in more than a year. The Olympic champion and world record holder at 800 meters missed most of the 2013 season with a knee injury. Rudisha will face a tough challenge in Eugene. Also in the men's 800 meters race is Ethiopia's Mohamed Aman, who won the gold medal in Rudisha's absence at the 2013 World Championships in Moscow. Olympic silver medalist Nigel Amos of Botswana will also be testing his speed in the two-lap race, as well as the Sudanese speed.